This is a CBC podcast. Q is going to Sochi. Host Gian Gomeshi will be in the heart of the action at the Winter Olympics. He'll bring you in-depth conversations with athletes, newsmakers, and leading cultural figures from Canada and around the world. Get in on the glory. Go to cbc.ca/Q for more.
The name Rick Gallant may not sound familiar to you, but if you're a fan of the National Football League, you have very likely seen his face on your television. Rick is an NFL referee that has officiated over 170 games, including five Super Bowls. But with new regulations affecting referees, Rick Gallant will be sitting on the sidelines in protest of this year's Super Bowl. To tell us exactly why, I'm joined on the line by Mr. Gallant from his home in Michigan. Hello, Rick.
Hi.
Thank you so much for being on the program.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for your interest. I appreciate it.
So tell us a little bit more about these new regulations that the NFL has put on its referees and why you're choosing not to work the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, this has not been an easy decision, but some of the regulation changes that have been passed down from the upper executives have made it to a point where I feel I need to take a stand, and I need to stand up for the rights not only of myself as an official, but for the other officials that I work with.
Okay, so exactly what are those new regulations? What are you protesting?
It has to do with how we as officials are able to present ourselves for televised games moving forward. We are no longer allowed to wear makeup on any of the televised games that we are officiating.
Oh, okay. Well, I wasn't aware that NFL referees actually wore makeup during football games.
Well, all professional referees are usually obliged the courtesy of being able to wear television-type makeup. And we're on a national stage. The cameras are on us at times as much as they're on the players. And we've always been afforded, through the respect of the league, we've been afforded the opportunity to present ourselves in the very best light, which means putting on a very light, television-friendly makeup.
Okay, so what does that entail, a television-friendly makeup?
For me, that means a very simple concealer, a very light base. Some of the fellas like to put in a bit of a cheek line, something very light around the eyes. It's not like we're talking about putting on a smoky eye here. This is just, you know, a little bit of stuff on the lid to make it pop, and something on the lips. It's still within the realms of what looks very natural, but it's just to kind of put together a well-presented face.
Okay, so why do you think that the league has made this change in policy? Why are you no longer allowed to wear your makeup?
Officially, what's being said is the concern is, as we are doing our jobs, if we're perspiring, the makeup could run into our eyes and could impair a judgment on the field. That's never been a problem. Obviously, when we're applying the makeup, we're very conscious of making sure that we're not over-applying, making sure that we're adding the right amount of powder so that the makeup sticks.
Okay, so you were actually asked to work this year's Super Bowl, but you've chosen not to. Why?
It's about taking a stand, and it's about not feeling like a second-class citizen when it comes to our participation in professional sport. If we're going to have our faces on national television, we have the absolute right to look our best, and that means putting on our foundation, a little bit of liner on the eyes, some light makeup on the brows, and just a very simple powder.
Well, I want to thank you for being on the program, Rick, and letting us know a little bit more about this issue.
Well, I want to thank you for the time and interest.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.